This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe, we're on to the Final Four in the March Madness uniform bracket. It has been pretty chalky, not going to lie, and it has been a lot of local teams, but we are finally here. We gave you 64 teams. We're down to the best four uniforms, the best individual uniforms in each sport. Representing the football region, you have Pat Patriot as a number two seed out of the football region. In the baseball region, if you notice a theme here, you have the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
As a five seed.
I mean, come on, folks.
Advancing past the Atlanta Braves. In the basketball region, this one was tight.
Right.
You have the Boston Celtics, a four seed.
Stop.
Taking down the number three seed Raptors. If you've heard Keith talk about this, it's a little dino.
It's with an basketball actual dinosaur wearing a uniform on the uniform, and he's dribbling the ball looking for someone to pass to. He's trying to make a play. He's a playmaking point guard.
And in the hockey region, I guess the truest of the regions, although the Hartford Whalers take down the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. The Whalers were the one seed in the hockey region.
So this has blown up famously in our face because to start the thing, we had 64 different uniforms.
Yes.
And you're telling me the four best uniforms in sports,
in their
best
individual sports,
the best uniform
per
four major sport all reside in New England. That's what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, the Hartford Whalers are no longer here, but I get your point. Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like they at least were at a time in Connecticut.
Yeah. All the best uniforms are here.
The only real upset based on everybody's voting was that the Bruins didn't emerge. And now what are people
doing? In fairness, the Bruins lost to the Ducks. The Bruins did not lose to a local team. They lost to the Ducks.
That is why I thought when the Anaheim Mighty Ducks and their little quack bill duck thing beat the Bruins, I was like, oh, there's hope for us yet. I go, maybe the dinosaur can beat the Celtics. Uh-huh. It did not.
It did not.
You got to remember, the Celtics uniform is green with white Times New Roman font, or whatever the hell, the basic ass, I have two font, Arial font.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Block letters.
It's classic, though.
Caps lock, Celtics. And they're like, best uniform in sports. Well, green and white? Like, I like green and white.
Look, Keith,
I like the jersey. I have those jerseys.
Keith, we can blame the people over and over again because they picked the topic and they've picked these uniforms.
They picked the topic.
We can blame the people.
They also shoved it down our face.
And you can also blame us for our oversight because we didn't think this topic would win, nor did we think we'd be sitting here with all New England and three out of four Boston teams, and yet here we are.
But what I do like now, at least now, it's now Boston team versus Boston team, and like your head's going to explode. You're like, I want them both to win. Like, no, you got to pick one.
I like them all.
So like the Red Sox, great. It is a nice uniform. It's a nice uniform.
Yeah, the home whites today as modeled by David Ortiz against Pablo Patriot. Oh, is that not Bob? Is that not Ortiz?
Jeez, Jones, what an insult.
I only saw the top
of his face. What an absolute
insult. That is Pablo Sandoval. My mistake.
Yikes.
I mean, Ortiz
was in the roads with the
Ortiz
belt butt
wasn't the thinnest.
David Ortiz.
And Gino Capelletti. Did I get my Patriot right? That's Gino Capelletti? Okay, Gino's kicking there.
I think it was his birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
Ooh, nice. So we have Capelletti versus Sandoval.
But at least like those are nice uniforms.
So if you told me,
but is it the best uniform in the history of the sport?
I don't think either one of the best in the history of their sports. If you want to say the Patriots have like that's a good one and a respectable one, and that's why we all get excited when they use those uniforms once or maybe twice a year now, then like great. But come on, I mean the Red Sox and Celtics are both classic. They haven't really been tweaked in a long time, which is fine, but it's not the best jersey in the history of the sport.
So here's what we have. Well, the people have spoken. Here's what we have. Pat Patriot, a 2 seed and the winner of the football region versus the Red Sox, a 5 seed and the winner of the baseball region. You can vote in that today. Our semifinal up now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter. The full bracket you can see on Instagram and Twitter again at Jones and Keefe. So one semifinal today. Your other semifinal matchup will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll be the Celtics against the Whalers.
All right.
And then we'll get to the winning matchup on Monday.
As a texter pointed out, next bracket, y'all don't do any Boston teams in there. The homers ruined this bracket. So next,
how much heat would we catch if we didn't put Pat Patriot up there?
Well, that's the thing. I think all four deserve to be in the tournament. I wouldn't have had them all, with the exception of Pat Patriot, advancing all that far.
There was no way around it.
Yeah, they had to be
in it. If we made them all 16 seeds, they would have won.
Oh, yeah.
What a bracket that would be.
But here's what I'm thinking is we already had a texter point out we might not even be on the air for the results of the dong pool. So I don't want to get too presumptuous and say next March. But
I thought you were just saying get to our championship by Monday. No. Sorry. Yeah. No, but next March we already have.
God willing, knock on wood, etc.
We have a banger of a bracket.
And spoiler alert, there is no like home team that is going to dominate. You think there is?
I don't know. I got to think about that.
No, I think we should be okay. But we have an awesome bracket cooked up for next year.
Yeah.
So hang with us. And you got to listen to us every single day now to make sure to ensure that we'll be back.
Ken and Mike, if you're listening.
Yeah.
But Joe, we
have a really good one for next year. And the year after that.
Let's get there.
At least keep us alive.
We have like 5 more brackets planned. So please don't get in the way of that.
All right. So there you go. You can vote at Jones and Keefe. The first semifinal is up. The second will be tomorrow. The final round, the championship round, will be on Monday.